This is Waddle and Sylvie. Follow us on the gram at Waddle and Sylvie and at ESPN underscore Chicago. This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Football conversation, and we talked to Lewis Riddick. In a couple minutes, you'll hear Riddick talk about rejuvenated Matt Nagy, what he believes they'll look at with Mitch Trubisky. We had our quarterback draft. We'll tell you who we thought the players could be, who the Bears acquire in the offseason. Tony had a name. Waddle wanted to get to this, and then I'll play you some Riddick, and then Aaron Rodgers had some interesting things to say. Tony, what's going on?
Hey, how we doing, boys? Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
So, this is kind of a long shot, and I, by no means, you know, I know we certainly have to bring in someone else besides his name, one of the veteran guys like a Dalton, Mariota, or Keenum, as you guys mentioned before, but one name that came to my mind is P.J. Walker, Houston Roughnecks from the XFL. Dude, he's, you know, a dual-threat guy. Guy's been absolutely lighting it up. Andrew Luck clearly saw something in him, sent something in him, you know, enough to tell his dad to keep an eye and give him a job. So that was one guy that bounced my mind. You know, what's the worst that could happen? You know, he's a developmental guy, but, you know, he's exciting.
Tony, that was the same thought I had. I had it too late. I wish I'd seen your name and your idea up there when we were drafting. I think that he will get a job. I do. I think P.J. Walker will get a job.
So P.J. Walker was a guy who spent time in Colts camp, right? And like he said... Andrew, is that how Andrew Luck knew him? That Andrew Luck then mentioned him to his dad, Oliver. Oliver is the commissioner of the XFL, and they wanted to make sure that he had a spot. He was the quarterback at Temple from 13 to 16. He's 25 years old. He's only 5'11", 216. But as he mentioned, and he was never drafted, but he did spend time with the Indianapolis Colts. And yes, Luck did go out on a limb and speak for him.
Yeah. I think somebody will give him a chance. Now, I'm not suggesting he'll be a starter next year, but listen, the way the league is trending as well, his style is really exciting. He's been really efficient in the XFL, and I think he will get an opportunity to play.
All right.
Makes this league perfect, in my opinion.
Yes, that's what you want to see, right?
Exactly.
You want to find guys for the NFL, and the one question we had, too, to bring up, like, this kickoff, I think, is perfect.
I think there could be a couple of rules that come out of the XFL that the NFL should adopt.
If you have not watched the XFL, their kickoff is they've got both teams basically lined up, what is it, 5 or 10 yards from each other. They're basically, you know, like on the 35 or something of the receiving team. And it looks like they're 5 or 10 yards apart.
Nobody's allowed to move until the ball's caught.
Right. So the kicker kicks. He's far down on the other end of the field. His team is not with the kicker. He kicks the ball. These two teams are close to each other. As Waddle mentioned, no one gets a running start. You're not allowed to run towards the ball carrier until he catches it, that he touches it. So therefore, you've got nobody with a full head of steam coming down 50 yards and hitting guys.
And Florio wrote about this a couple of days ago, and Mark Murphy, who is the president of the Green Bay Packers, the CEO of the Packers, said to Florio 2 days ago that he is intrigued by the NFL's approach to putting the ball in play at the start of each half and after a touchdown or a field goal. Quote, obviously it makes it safer because you're taking the speed out of it. And Murphy is a competition committee member, said there has been no formal discussion of the alternative formation by the league's rule recommending body. I would like to see it.
I miss the kickoff. I miss dynamic returns. I hate touchbacks. It's another thing like the extra point used to be where it's a play that there's no action on. So why not? And the XFL rule, too, is when you do kick off, the ball has to be kicked between the 20 and the goal line.
Yes.
So it cannot be booted into the end zone. If you do, you get penalized greatly.
The receiving team gets the ball and the kicking team's 45. Now, that's really extreme. But if you put it on the receiving team's 45, I think there were teams in the last few years that have tried to work within the confines of these rules. One's the Patriots with Gostkowski, who they really worked on him blooping the ball to about the 2 or 3 yard line, getting it high in the air and forcing the team to return it.
Right. instead of taking the knee.
Yes.
All right. I want to play you this. Lewis Riddick was on the show earlier. He's always Can't Miss Radio. You can listen to all your favorite interviews that you may have missed on the new ESPN Chicago app. Great way to listen live, too. Very, very easy. Rave reviews from all of our listeners so far, which is rare on anything that we do. But it's nearly 100% people love the new ESPN Chicago app. Lewis Riddick on Does Ryan Pace Want a Quarterback That He Signs or Trades For or Drafts to Actually Push Mitch Trubisky?
It's hard to say. Look, when you're emotionally attached to a player and you feel like your reputation, your professional reputation is riding on his success or failure, it's easy to say, yeah, I'd want somebody to threaten him and throw somebody in there and look, this is a cold, hard business. But when you're emotionally attached, it's different. All right, you're trying to serve two masters, so to speak. You're trying to light a fire under him, but at the same time, you don't want him to feel too threatened. It's almost like dealing with your kid. You know, you want him to understand that you need him to do better, but you don't want to crack down on them too hard because you love them. They're your kid. So I think that's kind of like the position that he's in, but I think really what they need – look, Mitch was drafted second overall, man. I mean, it's like you have to take off the kid gloves with him now. It's time. And I promise you, that's what you're going to see happen in Chicago. The kid gloves are going to come off of him. I think you will see a rejuvenated, very, very animated, demanding head coach and offensive staff that is going to let him know it's time, bro. It's time to play.
It's time, bro. I like that.
Yeah, I just don't know how much, and I love the thought, but how much can you hold his feet to the fire if the backup is Case Keenum? Like, yeah, the leash will be short if there's somebody that you feel can step in and really lead you. And again, I also, that's conflicting with what Matt said at the Combine 2 days ago or yesterday, when he basically said, look, I got to do a better job. It's not fair to my players to ask them, all of them, to fit into my system and play the way I want. I'm going to have to adapt my system to the players. My guess is you're going to see more of that.
But I was thinking of this soundbite from Matt Nagy when Lewis Riddick was talking. Is this what Matt Nagy was alluding to as far as holding his feet to the fire?
At the end of the exit interviews that we had with those guys, I mean, I meet with every single player and every single coach. And, you get some valuable time with them and spend some time with Mitchell and him understanding us, basically just talking through what he needs to do here in that time that we're not allowed to be together. And the one thing that he is able to do is get onto the film on his own and really hammer through, what he's looking at. Now, I think that for him, the processing part is what has. You have to get to a point to where you're so obsessed that no matter what you're doing, you're always watching film. I mean, we're at a point now where, hey, in these next several months before they get back in here, April 20th or whenever that is, he's a complete expert at knowing every. He needs to know it better than me. And I think that's the goal. And he'll tell you that wasn't the case last year. That's not a slight on him. He's in year two of it. But I want him to make sure that that's where he gets to in the future.
Is that where he's saying, look, you've got to be obsessed. You've got to be an expert. It doesn't matter anymore. And it is time to know this like the back of your hand.
Well, listen, the coach needs to win, too. I don't think there's going to be any babying of Mitch. Like when he comes to the sideline, trying to make sure his head's in the right place. Those days are gone. So I believe on that front, there will be his feet will be held to the fire. Unless they bring in a really legitimate option, I just don't know how much of this is actually going to equate to improvement if things don't work out with Mitch.
Now, he mentioned again that the Titans model is the valuable model because the Titans were the team where Mariota, like Mitch, was the second overall pick. So they went out and they signed Tannehill. Tannehill was a former first-round pick.
Yep.
He was a guy with a lot of starts. So, yeah, is that what Ryan Pace wants to do, or will he go Case Keenum, who's been a journeyman, who isn't considered a starter, but has had success being a starter if it came time to go to him? Because wasn't Sam Bradford their guy the year that Case Keenum took over?
I think so.
And then he sort of, did enough to get him there.
Well, Case Keenum is a safe pick. I don't think he'll cost you a ton of money, and I don't think that you'll start Case Keenum over Mitch to begin the season, even if Mitch struggles in the preseason. Mitch struggles for the first month of the season. The defense keeps you in games because they're still very good. If you need to make the quarterback change, that's when Case Keenum comes in. I just don't think they're going to have this really ultra-quick trigger. Again, depending on who they bring in.
Here's who Waddle predicted the Bears to acquire. We had six draft picks. Waddle said Case Keenum, his first-round pick, and you would have taken him number one. You were drafting fourth,
yes,
correct?
Yes.
Jalen Hurts went in your second round. Jordan Love, third. It was McCoy in your fourth round. Colt McCoy. Jacoby Brissett.
That was the one kind of outlier that would cost you something. Listen, I say follow the money. I'm going to take my own advice. They don't have a ton of it to spend. They don't have any draft picks, really, that they can give up.
And then Anthony Gordon was your sixth round pick.
I have no idea. I think he's at Washington State or something like that.
Yes.
Yeah, he's probably a day three pick.
Yeah.
I was thinking a cup fuller. Mine was half full instead of half empty. I went Andy Dalton, Cam Newton, Derek Carr, Nick Mullins,
all better
Chase
choices,
Daniel,
all
or
better
Phillip
choices,
Rivers.
All better choices
five
than
of
mine.
My guys, five of my guys have serious like starting.
If I could choose, I'd take your list.
Sylvie's wish casting. This is what he wants one of those guys to have.
In a way, yeah, but I mean, what were you going to say, Mellor?
You know, it kind of surprised me a little while that you took Jalen Hurts as high as you did. I don't
to be the second.
Because, yeah, he'd be a second round pick, right? At the very worst.
Part of it was I just wanted to piss Abdallah off because okay. I think he
That's
was on his radar.
I was wondering if something yeah. if that was in the mix.
No, but I took a guy that I thought that they wouldn't have to.
Oh, that's why I didn't see it. Sylvie put on my wrong Twitter. He's the wrong. I'm not just at Abdallah, Sylvie. It's
oh,
funny.
Geez.
I was like, where's Sylvie reading this from on Twitter? I don't think they're going to take Hurts in the second round. I would love it if they did.
Well, he doesn't have to be taken in the second round. What if he lasts to the fourth round?
No.
Don't they have a fourth
shot.
Round pick? Or do
no
they have, shot. Do
yes,
they have a
that's
fifth?
The compensatory pick, the
right.
fourth round.
What if they use the compensatory pick in the fourth round for him?
No shot.
And
who?
Listen, and
Hurts?
By the way, yeah.
He's going to be in the second round.
Okay. Well, what? Look who what they did with a quarterback 4 years ago. You're going to tell me that Ryan Pace isn't capable of using his second round pick?
Boy, but
to get in at the back end of the first?
Just to use, I mean.
He would trade up for Jalen Hurts.
We've
possibly.
Laid out all the holes in, boy, if they go after
Listen,
Hurts,
this is an inexact science.
I know, but that's,
like,
that would be
I'm stunning. You make very good points. Same reason why I look at Phillip Rivers and say, are you guys kidding me? First of all, Phil ain't playing for $5 million. And he's going to get killed behind this line.
By the way, nobody drafted Teddy Bridgewater. We don't. Nobody thinks he's going to be signed by the Bears. Adam Abdallah went with Mariota, McCarron, Fromm, Bortles, Morgan, Peterman. Oh, that's a terrible list. It may not be a bad list if you're predicting Ryan Pace, but some of those names make me get indigestion.
I hope your list. I hope you win. As a Bears fan, I hope you win.
And then Mellor had some good picks. He went with Alex Smith in the first round. He was on my radar, not that early because of the injury. Nick Foles, Matt Moore, Taysom Hill, Jameis Winston, and then he took a shot in the dark at Tom Brady.
Oh, if I win with Tom Brady, that'll be a fun season.
Oh, it
next
would be
year.
Huge.
Doesn't
yeah.
Nick Foles cost $22 million?
But what Maybe. Are they're just going to keep him then?
I don't think they have a choice. I think they have to.
So if you want to weigh in, 3-3-2-3-7-7-6. I've also got some tickets to give away here for the big showing. It's the premiere advanced screening of the new Ben Affleck basketball movie. It's brought to you by Warner Brothers. Text the code the way back to 31996 to be entered to win. The code is the way back, all one word, at 31996 to be entered to win. You must be 18 years or older. Official contest rules at ESPN Chicago contests.com. So the movie is called The Way Back, and it's March 4th at the Arc Light Chicago Theater, 7 o'clock. So you can win those. All right, coming up next, Aaron Rodgers, current quarterback, told us why he elected to not vote yes for the new CBA. And Waddle, he may have given us a hint. Will there only be one bye week instead of two, like we're assuming? That's next.
Waddle and Sylvie.
Podcasts are ready on the all-new ESPN Chicago app.
ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Think it's going to happen. The players, all they need is a simple majority to approve the new CBA when they eventually vote. We don't know exactly when that's going to happen, but the executive council did not approve it. The player reps did approve it.
I think it's going to be a couple of weeks, they said, before all of the players can vote. That's what I read.
Okay. So did you know that Aaron Rodgers was the Packers player rep?
I did not. I had a whole list of them, but I did not know that until I looked
at the
list.
Neither did I. He wrote a memo on his phone and he tweeted it out. And he wrote, "I voted no last night. My decision to vote no is based off the conversations I've had with the men in my locker room that I'm tasked to represent. This deal will affect every player that ever plays in this game. And we have made this decision with only an abbreviated version of the deal. And that isn't good enough. Although I do see that there are many things in the proposal that improve the lives and care for past, present, and future NFL players, there are issues with others. 16 games to me was never something to be negotiated. The owners made it clear that the 17th game is about paying for the added benefits and had nothing to do with positive feedback received about any extra risks involved with the added regular season game. Also an extra game for every 2 seed moving forward on wild card weekend. And as an example, the Green Bay Packers in 2019 never would have had a bye. He adds, there were also many issues raised about the workplace, the workload, and the off-season program. Some have been addressed while others have not. With an extra game added to the schedule, added risk in longer stretches before and after the bye week, and that caused me to say, We felt it was important to address adding more off-season recovery time. The ideas discussed would not add cost for teams. In fact, if anything, would lessen some of them. My involvement has been far less than the negotiating team, the executive council, and the owners in these conversations, and I'm sensitive to that and appreciate the time and sacrifices made. My involvement as a player rep and a 15-year player in this great game, though, allows me this platform to share my opinion and at the same time requires me to speak on the behalf of sentiment I hear from my teammates.
I think he's sincere. I don't think he's just one of these highest paid players that is only concerned about himself. But he is an older player and he's made a poo ton of money. So I can understand why 17 games isn't a priority for him. Why would he, at the age of 37 or 38, want to play an extra game? Well, because you're going to get paid more. Well, he's already made a ton of money. So I think when he does the risk-reward personally for him, I think that from in a personal way, it doesn't work. But I don't think all of these guys are just being selfish. I don't think Russell Wilson and J.J. Watt and others are being selfish. I think what they're saying is look, we need to get more if you're going to put a 17th game on our schedule. We need to get more as players. Yes, it's obvious those guys can withstand a work stoppage better than others because of all the money they've made. But I don't think that they're being insincere when they say what's best for this, for the health of our sport, from the player's perspective, now and going forward, is to hold out for more stuff. It's not going to happen because 51% or more are going to vote for this because the rank and file players do get significant raises in this play.
I agree with you. I think they're going to approve it. Did you hear the statement that he said? He said, with an extra game added to the schedule, added risk, and longer stretches before and after the bye week. So if there were 2 byes, there would be less. You would get less. You know what I mean? The stretches wouldn't be as long. Do you know what I'm saying? Is he hinting, are they thinking about doing the 17-game schedule in 18 weeks and not giving an extra
bye? I have not heard anything about it. It has not been something that other than that, trying to read the tea leaves, I haven't read anything that has been released by a player. I haven't heard from the other side. I would think, as Mellor, I think, said earlier in the show, the second bye would be a layup, not just because it would give the players more time to rest.
Yeah, they don't care about
it's
that.
It's an extra week of
television football.
But they can use it as a bargaining chip.
Absolutely.
Guys, listen, if you think 17 games is too much, how about we do 17 games in 19 weeks because we really care about you? Now, again, they're sitting back in another room laughing, going, hey, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to sell them on an extra buy because it'll help them recover after a significant amount of work. But you and I know that just means an extra week of television.
The other thing, it's not to the same degree, but exactly that. Another thing that's in the owner's interest in a lot of ways is the off-season activities that they're eliminating.
They don't care.
Owners do not care at all.
No.
Certainly, they want the product to be as good as it possibly can be. However, in order for it to be great, you would think you need more practice time with your players.
Listen, about this.
But like, Waddle, what do they have to provide for all the OTAs? There has to be. It's so basic, but they have to open the doors. They have to have staff in place to run the facilities. They have to provide food for them to be there. It's minimal money, but when they give the players, like when they reduce the number of times they need to be at an OTA, that's just less money they need to spend, period.
Listen, when my father-in-law was playing in the league from 60 to 70, it was actually the AFL. They had full-time jobs. They went to training camp to get in shape. The AFL, they became established players, he couldn't make enough of a living to live on just what he was being paid, so he had a full-time job. Like, that ain't the case anymore. Like, these guys work out. They stay in shape 12 months a year. You need football practice to get into football shape. But if you take away some of the time the team has contact with these players, they're going to be just fine. So I'm with you, Mellor. I think the owners are more than willing. You want a few extra days off, a few fewer padded practices? Have at it.
Let me ask you a question. If Tom Brady would have played 17 games his entire career, would he still be playing?
My guess would be yes, because he's an exception to the rule on so many fronts.
That's another season and a quarter. That's 20 games.
Yeah.
He's played 20 years. So, then if you're the second seed, you wouldn't get the bye. So that could be extra. He could have played maybe 25 extra games.
And hence the reason why the players want more than just a smaller, or a slightly bigger sliver of the pie.
Someone like Brady, though, or a star quarterback, or Aaron Rodgers, perhaps. I don't think they're nearly as affected, but someone like Brian Urlacher, beating for the position he
running
plays.
Running backs even more so.
You add this an extra game for them, their careers will be reduced.
It's going to shorten the running back life even more.
Yeah, I think it's a significant issue, and that's going to be the sticking point. Ultimately, I think they're going to get the thumbs up from the majority of the union because guys don't want to miss checks. And guys don't have – Aaron Rodgers could probably sit out for 10 years and still be financially okay. There are some guys in this league, just like it mirrors all of society, that are going paycheck to paycheck. Or at the very least, they stop getting paid. I think another part of one of the other things that the owners threw in is that you don't have to take your paycheck once every 17 weeks. You can split it out over the course of 35 or 40 weeks.
Who cares?
It's the same amount of money. It's just taken different at different times.
They changed up something in HR.
Yes.
Big deal.
Right. I mean, again, I get it. I see a lot of people saying that everyone who is panning this proposal doesn't know what they're talking about. I get it. This is a better deal for the rank and file players, and that's who should be focused on quite a bit. I'm just saying to you, you could get more, and the rank and file players would receive even more. But my prediction is there's not going to be a work stoppage.
No. I would expect this gets done in a couple weeks.
I would think so.
And then we're on to an extra playoff team for this year. In case you haven't been following this, even though the 17-game schedule would not start at the earliest till 2021, this upcoming season will have an extra playoff team in each conference.
What do the players have? They only have one avenue to use as leverage. Which is it?
To walk out.
And
they're not walking out. Right.
They know that the average NFL career is less than 4 years. It's different in other sports.
Yep. Mark Jean Greco is coming up. We'll see if he's digested our thought that he should compete in the new Bachelor show. Have you heard about this? The Bachelor Senior Citizens. We came up with some catchy names that are better than that. But we say our 67-year-old ABC7 sportscaster should apply to be the Bachelor. How great would that be? Well, yesterday, sort of, I think we talked him into it. We'll see how he feels about that right now. If you want to weigh in, 312-332-3776. Also, a note for tomorrow, Jay Williams has been mentioning that he's been wanting to come on with us for a few weeks to talk some Bulls. He's going to join us tomorrow at 2:30, so you won't want to miss that. Marky's up next.
What is your name, please?
Waddle and Sylvie.
Follow us on the gram at Waddle and Sylvie and at ESPN underscore Chicago. This is ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.
Here he is, Mark Jean Greco, inside the First Midwest Bank studio.
It's the AARP edition of The Bachelor, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. Found that, like, let's put this, you like Colorado.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, don't you? You love Colorado.
I love Colorado.
And one of the, you know, I think, best Colorado destinations is Red Rocks in some ways.
There it is.
How about Silver Fox at Red Rocks?
That's nice. On stage, live.
So,
some really old group we never heard of.
Whatever it is. Like, you guys, that's kind of where you go.
Listen, there are so many ways to go with this, and I just want to thank, is it DC from KC? Who's our guy?
DJ.
DJ from KC?
Right.
He's going to be the executive producer, because he's already come up with all this stuff, which is so great. My favorite, bobbing for dentures. He's got fencing with walkers, wheelchair races.
Oh, you're talking about like the activities, you guys do.
Listen, you know, those guys want to see you get it on.
Yeah, memory quizzes, chugging Metamucil, all those kind of things.
Your girlfriend let you do this?
I'll have to ask her. I'm sure she's cool with it. She doesn't care.
Listen, you're making a mockery of this with those suggestions. We're suggesting
this
that
is a real deal.
Serious.
Oh, come on now. Listen, I got stuff. Like, they give me a house, right, with a porch, and we have all the ladies lined up on the sidewalk. And I say, all right, ladies, come on in. And the ones that walk up the driveway, they make the next round. The ones that step on the grass, get off my lawn! You're out.
Oh, man,
you're eliminated.
Stuff. Yeah,
but here's
good.
The best one. Instead of handing out roses, I hand out life alert necklaces, because they're going to say,
that's funny,
because they'll say, I've fallen for you and I can't get up.
Well, you've spent a lot of time thinking about this, haven't you?
Yeah. It was great talking to you about it. So this is a real thing that ABC wants to do. They want to do The Bachelor, except do it with people who are 65 years or older.
They're actually going to do this? They're going to have a pilot?
That's what they're saying. So, but again, you're going to have to sign off on the fact that the women are going to be age 65 and older as well.
See, I don't know if I can do that.
That's what I thought would have been the stumbling
block. I mean, you know where my wheelhouse is.
Yes, that's why I thought that this was not an attainable...
Wants to go on the current Bachelor.
That's kind of insulting. I should take that back. I don't mean...
I don't think it's insulting. I think it's your preference.
Okay, thank you. Thanks for cleaning it up, Tommy.
That's not insulting. It's your preference.
He needs to be my paid spokesman.
I don't think I could take that abuse.
Your Honor, what Mr. Giangreco really meant to say was, yeah.
I'd be standing in court and then I'd say it, and then all of a sudden you'd lose your temper again, and you go, no, it's not. This is what I meant. And we'd be right back in the dumpster.
Now, my client simply found these drugs and was on the way to the police station to turn them in.
Mark Giangreco is brought to you by Chicago Cut Steakhouse every Monday, Wednesday, Friday. But Chicago Cut open every day, so you want to stop there, go see David Flom and Maddie Moore. They treat you like a celeb, and you may see a celeb there, a sports figure, and they've got the steaks and seafood and appetizers and outstanding wine. Check out Chicago Cut like Marky did on Sunday.
Like, everybody's there Monday through Saturday. It's packed. There's all kinds of interesting people, but... like, if you want to go on an early Sunday evening and
chill
a nice,
crowd.
Quiet, romantic
dinner.
What old
people like to do, the early bird special.
That's right.
Your face, chill crowd.
Your face up against the glass at the country buffet. You guys open yet? Oh, there's another thing we could do.
Well, you're usually the one that just puts your backside up against that window because you're funny. You're a funny guy like that.
Well, I just have to survey the room.
Yeah.
Kind of make sure nobody's sneaking up on me.
Do you want to talk to see Red Fred?
Oh, Red Fred. Can I deal with Red Fred today?
See Red Fred, what's up?
Oh, I tell you what's up. How about the Kobe White experience? Three straight games, 30-plus points. As I look out over the Red Sea, I see the promised land.
The no, you don't. You see a babbling Jimbo Boylan is what you see.
Well, he's the guy. I'm throwing him into the water. But I'm telling you, there is. I see what's happening here with Coby White, Zach LaVine. In 2 years, if we get the right leadership in here, there is something special. 60-plus wins. Mark, are you coming with me?
I'm with you, buddy.
The UFC party.
But there's a big if in there. Talking about coaching and management and ownership. That's a huge if. I mean, we're just talking off the air. You know, if nothing changes, if it's rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic, if nobody's fired and people are just moved around, even if they bring in a new GM, ownership isn't going to let him do what he wants to do. I mean, that's how we perceive it because that's the way it's been. You've got an in-over-his-head clown as a coach who makes a fool out of himself every time he goes to the podium. He has no respect from the players at all. This is an absolute joke. And I was listening to Nikki Friedell on the way in today.
He was very good.
And it was great to hear from our little lovable teddy bear again. And he was saying,
stop it, Fred.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. No, I'm sorry to interrupt.
But, you know, he reiterated that Jim Boylan was Michael Reinsdorf's guy, not necessarily Garm Pax, who went along with it, even though Pax said, you know, I really like this guy's attitude and his personality and everything. But this is a ship adrift, and I don't see it getting any better.
Yeah. Oh, I see the ship going right over the Red Sea to the promised land in 2 years.
Coby White is showing. Falls.
Yeah. We're going to instill fear in teams for years to come. This kid's 20 years old.
Fear?
20 years old. Nobody's ever.
This is what you called about with Markkanen 2 years ago. It's the same thing. Nothing is guaranteed, Fred.
Even if Lauri Markkanen gets his stuff together and is healthy and has a direction and a purpose and a focus, I wouldn't use the term fear to describe him.
Mark, I said this to you at the break. I mean, and Fred, this is how I presented it to Mark. I said, you've been into this town for a very long time covering sports. Jim Boylan, what is the closest comp for Jim in terms of how he presents himself to the media and how things are going? And my question was, is Mark Trestman?
I think he has supplanted Trestman. I think Trestman is the closest to Boylan. Sylvia,
he's Bevington.
Terry Bevington is always the go-to.
Right.
And then Alfa Suhonen.
It was the same circumstances where Bevington took over Fred Huebner's in studio, too. I forget if it was Gene Lamont, who it was, who he replaced for like a year. It was only a year and a half.
Yeah.
And they weren't good, and he was also just a boob in front of the microphone.
And you remember Brady Little? You know, guys like that, who just way out of their element, have no clue what's going on. So it would go boiling at the bottom, then Trestman, then Bevington. Alpo Suhonen, people might remember with the Hawks, when they were like off the radar completely.
That was a perfect name for a Hawks coach back then.
All they were nothing we're going to look back and laugh.
Oh, sure. We're going to laugh at you, all
in
right.
In 2 years at Grant Park as we all embrace
in a
public display of the greatness of Coby White and Zach LaVine. Godspeed, my friend.
I'm just glad to hear that Fred has got enthusiasm back in his world because he was down as the day is long. A while ago.
He's the only one who cares. Or well, even feigns that he cares.
Yeah, that's a thing. Like, not a lot of people care. People care when they change.
Right. When you go from being upset and angry to total apathy, that's even worse.
I am apathetic, but as I said earlier in the show, I enjoyed myself last night sitting on my couch watching. I completely detached myself from my angst about where the Bulls are headed and just enjoyed watching Zach LaVine and Coby White's performance.
Mm-hmm.
And in a losing effort, I really enjoyed the Blues and the Blackhawks because that was some fast-paced, hot action on ice.
That's the way you have to watch these two teams now compartmentalized like that. Now, look. And Corey Crawford said it best in the postgame. That's a really good team out there, and we can take a lesson from them. These guys are big, heavy, strong, nasty. They were beating the crap out of him in the crease, knocking him over, drive-bys, whacking him. He's trying to whack back, but you've got no
I thought that was a rule in life. No whack-backs.
I'm talking about Corey.
I don't think you were allowed to do that.
No defensive presence whatsoever. None.
Oh, I know.
Left hanging out
it
to
was
dry.
Fun hockey, though. I mean, listen,
watching the Blues, it was great.
Well, no, I thought there was some really cool stuff that the Hawks
were hanging
with
them for a while, but, you know, they can muster some offensive power. They have zero D, and now they only have one goaltender. because Malcolm Subban is a basic backup. You're not going to have this tandem goaltending situation.
Who cares?
He's not that good. Corey's going to be worn out. They're going to ride him the rest of the way. They're not going anywhere. They're not going to the playoffs.
Well, right.
So here we go. I mean, that's the way you have to watch both these teams.
Detached from angst.
Yeah. We want to ask you a question about a Waddle experience from yesterday and today. We have an update on his trip to the DMV, and I want you to think about this. Out of all public places in America, is the DMV, this is like the Boylan discussion, is the DMV at the bottom of anywhere you have to go? We'll throw that at Markey next.
Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000.
Follow at Waddle and Sylvie and at TWaddle87 on Twitter.
New license today.
I have a temporary now, but yes.
Temporary. So
yeah, it takes 3 weeks or so to get it.
Because this is the new one that you
travel
with.
The real ID.
It's got the star on it. You can use
that
it as a passport.
That is correct. My license had expired because it was expired on my birthday on the 20th. So I had to go.
Belated happy birthday, by the way.
Oh, thanks.
I think I wished you a happy birthday last
week.
But.
I got there just after 8, and I was done and had left at like 10:40.
Woo!
So, now listen, everything is, you know, people. It's very professional. I didn't have a bad experience. It's just, if you're a new young parent, it should be mandatory that you go to the DMV because you are going to learn patience.
Yes. Absolutely. And they do a good job. And we're right next door. Practically, the State of Illinois building and the DMV office is downstairs.
Right. The one down here is the express one.
Look, if people recognize you, you're in the business, if you're an on-air person, a local recognizable figure.
Used to be Markey.
I hate getting pulled out of line. I don't want to do that. I don't want any preferential treatment.
I refuse to get special treatment.
I hide in line, but
I'm with you.
There's always somebody that's like, come here.
My wife and I went to...
And I don't want to do that because you're walking up there and your people are like...
Listen, especially for an experience that is lasting 2+ hours, especially now with this Real ID thing, that's the last thing I want to do. I'll stand in line with everybody
else. There's a way they could streamline that. Streamline it.
Well, you could have more than 3 people at the desk.
I have to tell you, my worst experience was going to the main post office when it used to exist downtown. Gigantic. It was cavernous.
On Congress, right?
It was maybe 6 or 7 years ago around Christmas. And I'd go there and you'd get the letters to Santa and then you'd answer them and, you know, donate gifts and stuff like that. So we used to do that. We used to make the kids do that, go down, go to a soup kitchen, then maybe go to the post office and answer letters, which was, you know, a nice thing to do. So first of all, there's no one there. It's like a museum. It's like cavernous, empty. And there's one person there at the window. And I went up there and I asked for a book of stamps. And she looks at me like, really?
God forbid you ask for stamps at the post office.
Can I have a book of stamps? I don't know.
It's not like you asked for a pizza.
Here it is. I have to go get a manager to unlock the drawer. So she disappears for like 10 minutes. Manager comes out. He's got the golden key on the little thing on a chain.
So like Schneider,
exactly.
And one day,
so this is like a big ordeal for her. She's like, and then she just goes back sitting in the corner on her phone.
So
it's like, wow, really?
The exasperated worker is bad.
What is the worst public place? Like Mark and I were discussing this when you were talking to Freddie, who is alive and local coming up next. Like I in the power rankings, I would put like Black Friday at a store when
which
it first
I've never
opens.
Been part of.
I'm not going to be a part
you know,
of that
like
crew.
How about the Wednesday before Thanksgiving at the airport?
That's brutal. That's absolutely
The DMV.
The airport's bad.
What else is there?
The
but at the airport, you can actually, if you have TSA pre-approved or your global entry, you do have access to get in line quicker.
Right.
There's none of that at the DMV.
That's true.
Be careful. Your watch is going to break.
Yeah, I know. I see it. The band is
ready to snap. What about simply driving rush hour in Chicago? I mean, what about getting home?
That's pretty annoying.
Taking the Ike at 5 o'clock.
I can listen to my radio and not be sneezed on in my own car. Like, if you're in line at the DMV, get a hacking call.
You know what?
A woman next to me sneezed on my back twice.
Oh, my God.
Right on the back? Yeah. Did you say anything? No, you never say anything.
What am I going to say?
You sneezed on
my
back.
She said, She said, I'm sorry.
You know you're supposed to
cover
just put
mouth?
Your arm up
I
over
wasn't
your
looking
nose.
At her.
You're supposed to sneeze into your garment. Not in your hands.
Right. The forearm, right?
You know what they should? They should have a line at the DMV where you can get a special card that moves you up in the other line.
If you're willing to pay for it. Listen, there's a price for everything in life. If you want to buy the express lane card for the DMV, I think you should be able to do it because I do believe people would pay for it, which would raise more money for the
I always
the
upgrade
employees.
On Southwest. I always get an A
My wife
grouping,
does that too.
You know, because I really want to be up front. But you're not really first in line.
Well, A through A15 and closer is like their business travelers,
right? You can
right?
bump up for $40 or whatever. But there's usually 17 pre-boarders.
Right, right, right.
Don't they charge That's you per too. Peanut on every other airline?
Yes, they do. Yeah. I love Southwest, by the way.
Chip, Chip is in Buchanan, Michigan. Chip, you're on ESPN 1000.
So you can go online at the Secretary of State website and schedule an appointment at the DMV. My wife and I did that the other day. We got there at 4:20 p.m. We were out by 4:30. Everything
was this in Buchanan,
so
Michigan,
long.
Or was this somewhere
is this
else?
An Illinois thing?
It's the whole state of Michigan, evidently.
Wow.
Unfortunately,
Michigan,
I live in Illinois.
Illinois is really behind the times on just about everything.
Do we have appointments and maybe we don't know about
maybe
it?
Maybe
I should have just gotten a Michigan driver's license and gone to Buchanan, Michigan.
Commute from New Buffalo.
Maybe if you were a tumbler, you would have gotten a better, you could jump
now
over
listen,
like 20
Listen, if you're not
people.
Looking to get the real ID, you can do it online.
Yeah.
Right.
So you don't have to go into the DMV.
You want this so you don't have to carry your passport.
I don't
passport
want to carry my
when
passport
when you travel.
I bring passport. I'm going to get the new license. I'm going to get global, clear, TSA.
I hear clear is very good.
What is clear?
It's a private company.
Quicker.
That gives you preferred.
Where does it get you?
Don't they check your thumbprints
yes,
and
they
your
do.
Eyes?
Get you in the champagne room. Where does it get you here?
No.
What?
It's like TSA. Yeah. You have you bypass waiting in line.
Oh, you get
customs.
Past the TSA.
So
people.
you get
security
past TSA pre.
Yeah. Caps a clear. I think customer.
Selected airports. I think their headquarters is Denver. There's a huge thing at the Denver.
It's not in every airport.
No. But in Denver, there is. I see it all the time.
Like, what are some of the other places that other than
the troughs up at Wrigley?
The bathroom line at Wrigley,
well,
right? Yeah,
they've cleaned that up. Now.
But they have,
you know,
they have.
Still, though, you're standing next to a guy. Like, hey, what's up? You know?
Yeah.
Get away from.
I'll tell you. I mean, haven't you ever been to a concert somewhere and the line to get in and out of a? I mean, that's no fun.
The worst was the old men's room at Wrigley, where the trough was. Round, so you're staring at a guy
right across from
you. At least
How
now
doing,
it's just
buddy?
Up against the wall,
right?
You know,
I peed today in a restroom at a place where I wasn't recognizing the splash factor because I wasn't really paying attention until I stepped away from the urinal.
Oh no!
And walked over to the bathroom to do the normal washing of your hands, and then like gradually my pants got cold and wet because
You've
of all the
splash. You've had a rough day. You peed on yourself.
You've been standing
and
you in your pee
in
pants all day.
Pretty much.
What's he supposed to do? Do the show go on?
Different pants. You're a man of means.
I only brought one pair of pants.
I thought you smelled like urine.
Yeah.
You need to start bringing.
I did.
You're getting at the age now where you need to bring some backup pants to work.
You're right. You know? Especially, yeah.
Backup you bring that?
No, I'm not at that stage yet.
But haven't you ever had that problem where the splash factor was such that
you
don't even realize it until it's going on, and then you can't stop?
You have to survey to see if you got the little, you know, blue or red mat in there, and then if there's a little deodorant keg, you know,
stay away from
you gotta, you know, you gotta adjust it. You gotta go side. You gotta go wall.
When I pack for vacation, I always add a pair of boxers that I need just in case.
You wear boxers?
I do, yes.
By the way, along this line, I was actually listening to the Gilbert Gottfried podcast on my way in. It was so entertaining. It was unbelievable. But they were talking
Thanks for listening to us,
Mark. Yeah, and they were talking about having a measuring contest.
The combine with the football
baking?
Hands.
Were they baking?
Right?
9-inch hands.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So if you have 9-inch hands, does that mean you have 9-inch
gloves?
Hey.
Gloves.
Very good. And 9-inch nails.
Big hands, big feet, big gloves.
Freddie is live and local in just 2 minutes. Louis Riddick, thank you. Michael Wilbon, thank you.
We
and
can't
Mark
go
Gene
over
Greco.
Into Fred's show. He'd be upset.
Thanks to Jeff Miller and Adam Abdallah. For Marky and Waddle, I'm Sylvie.
Right?
It's ESPN 1000. Have yourself a great Wednesday night.
Instant classic!
That was fun stuff.
That's fun stuff.
That was a big thrill.
Hi, it's Andre Dawson, including myself, Ed Belfour.
Who's getting wild tonight? That's what I'm talking about, baby.
No hi from you.
What?
No hi from you.
I give him more buys than highs.
Waddle, waddle, waddle. Then he waddled away. Waddle, waddle. Till the very next day. Bum, 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 bum.
And thank you to all and to all a good night.